The Boston chapter of the American Guild of Organists welcomes you to a program of Music for the Pipe Organ. Today's concert was specially recorded for this broadcast at St. Cecilia Church, Boston. This is Rob Stewart Vale, and let you listen to a performance of improvisation by organist Peter Krasinski. He's assisted by the St. Cecilia Men's Schola, directed by Richard J. Clark. The improvisations to be heard are based on Holy Week Gregorian chants and themes that follow Christ through his journey from Jerusalem to Calvary. Our performer, Peter Krasinski, won first prize in the American Guild of Organists National Improvisation Competition in 2002. He has studied composition and improvisation in Paris with Naji Hakim at L'Église de la Trinité and with Marie Langlais at Saint Clotilde, and has performed at Notre Dame in Paris. An eclectic musician, Peter Krasinski is also a renowned conductor, composer, as well as a distinguished educator. Currently, he's the artistic director of Youth Pro Musica, and his students from Beaver Country Day School have sung with the Boston Pops at Boston Symphony Hall. The opening work on Peter Krasinski's program is based on the Gregorian plain chant, Hosanna Filio David, Hosanna to the Son of David. This antiphon is sung on Palm Sunday, indicating the triumphant entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. Peter Krasinski is assisted by the St. Cecilia Men's Schola. Listen now to Hosanna Filio David, as played by Peter Krasinski on the Smith & Gilbert Knobscot Organ at St. Cecilia Church, Boston.
Was
You've just heard an improvisation by Peter Krasinski based on the Gregorian chant Hosanna Filio David. Peter Krasinski was playing the Smith and Gilbert Knobscott organ at St. Cecilia Church, Boston. The St. Cecilia Church was built in 1888. St. Cecilia's original organ of 24 stops was built in 1902 by the Hutchings Votie Organ Company and was rebuilt in 1954 with 32 stops. Timothy Smith and Theodore Gilbert commenced a massive reconstruction of the organ in 1998. The current Smith and Gilbert organ, of 4 manuals, 6 divisions, and 50 ranks, was dedicated on the Feast of St. Cecilia, November 22, 1999. Today's program continues with an improvisation based on the Gregorian chant Ubi Caritas, where there is charity and love, God is there. This chant is sung on Holy Thursday during the Feast of the Last Supper. He's assisted by the St. Cecilia Men's Schola. That was Peter Krasinski improvising on the Gregorian chant Ubi Caritas. Peter Krasinski was playing the Smith and Gilbert Knobscott organ at St. Cecilia Church, Boston. He was assisted by the St. Cecilia Men's Schola, directed by Richard Day Clark. Our program continues with an improvised tone poem, Betrayal, in which Peter denies knowing Jesus. Thank you. You've just heard an improvisation by Peter Krasinski based on the betrayal of Jesus. Today's program continues with an improvisation based on the Passion Chorale, tuned by Hans-Leo Hassler. This improvisation signifies the suffering and death of Christ on Good Friday. You've just heard an improvisation by Peter Krasinski based on the Passion Chorale and the Crucifixion of Jesus on Good Friday. Peter Krasinski was playing the Smith and Gilbert Knobscot organ at St. Cecilia Church, Boston. Today's program concludes with an improvisation called Waiting, Christ Descends into Hell to Save Those Before Him. Thank you. You've just heard an improvisation by Peter Krasinski, Waiting, representing Christ's descent into hell before his resurrection. Peter Krasinski was playing the Smith and Gilbert Knobscot organ at St. Cecilia Church in Boston. These programs featuring organs and organists from the Boston area are brought to you by the Boston chapter of the American Guild of Organists and WCRB. The Guild is an interfaith organization of church musicians with chapters in all parts of the country. And if you'd like more information about the Guild, send a card to the AGO in care of WCRB, 750 South Street, Waltham, 02453. Today's program was written by Richard Clark and produced by Martin Steinmetz. And this is Rob Stewart-Vale inviting you to listen next week for another program of organ music.